Still, he trusted that someday his genius would be appreciated. That was the promise, that he would be known, that he would be famous. But he didn't think too much about that, because the high he experienced wore off, and even though the fuzziness in his mind returned to soothe him, he hungered to feel that excitement again and again. And there was really no end to the accidents he could arrange.
"You mustn't rush things."
The hand on his shoulder was large and heavy, and he didn't look up, but he frowned.
"Why not? Everything must happen in its own time. You know that. I explained it to you." "Yes, but the whole town shook up now. On edge, just like you wanted." "It's enough for now. Enough for right now."
"Why?"
He heard the whine in his voice, but was powerless to change that, to sound strong and certain. He never could.
"Because of the plan. You remember the plan."
"Yes, but you said I could do her, and I haven't yet."
"Soon. All in good time."
"But..."
"All in good time."
The heavy hand tightened. The fuzziness in his mind thickened, until it was like a fog, a chill fog he knew he would never find his way through. Not alone. For an instant he felt frightened, but then that faded, and there was only the peaceful fog, parting to show him the path he had to walk.
"Everything in its own time." "Yes, yes, I understand."
His list, their list, was a long one. A list for justice, because he deserved that much. They both did. At least that much. And once everyone knew, once everyone understood, he was certain they would agree with him. Justice. And if they didn't agree, well, he supposed the path could be a long one, with interesting twists and turns.